We are officially in the gym jam, and in studio with me is Melissa Young and Kurt Clark. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I am great.
You are pumped, Melissa. You look so bright this morning.
I do look really bright this morning. I think that getting up at 5 a.m. almost every day is now officially a thing. So it's like, okay, I'm awake. Let's go.
Can we say the same for Kurt?
Yeah. I don't know.
Not quite the norm, to be honest. But I'm here.
He's here. That's the important thing.
So you are one of those 6 a.m. fitness people?
Yeah, 6 a.m. is kind of like my, you know, that's where my rhythm really sets in.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you talk about the circadian rhythm?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when I feel it.
This 5 a.m. thing, I'm really...
This is a tough one.
This is when you're slow.
Yeah, man, go hold the bed. This is when you take 10 minutes to actually sit up from the bed.
So this is good to know, because everyone assumes that all fitness people are morning people.
Nah, man.
And that is not so. Some fitness people are nighttime people. They prefer to do their workout late at night.
That's me.
Really?
That's me. Yeah. My last session finished yesterday afternoon. So that's me.
And then you did your workout after?
Usually I would, but because I knew I had to come here, I didn't.
That is so responsible.
I try to be responsible on Thursdays, you know?
I see. Okay, so some backstory for you listening right now. Melissa Young is Kurt Clark's client. So Kurt is a personal trainer of GFS Personal Training Studio. And Melissa started with Kurt this year?
Yes, it was this year.
Yes, and you have quite the transformation story. And I think we should talk about it.
Okay, well, let's talk about it.
Yeah, so let's talk about your fitness journey. How did you start? How did you get into fitness?
It really started as a mental health thing, mm-hmm. to be honest. I realized late last year that whenever I did a workout, mm-hmm. if I did any kind of physical activity, it really helped in terms of my mental state and just calming my anxiety, mm-hmm. in terms of battling depression. It just was really good in terms of just giving me that boost and that energy. So that's really where it started. But then it really properly began in January of this year.
Okay.
Because I decided anytime I was feeling kind of low, I was feeling a bit down, I would just try to do something to kind of like, you know, boost my energy and to boost my mind and everything like that. So it started in January of this year. I was just going to the gym and doing my own thing. And then I came back to Barbados in February. And I believe I started with Kurt maybe like in April or May.
Yeah, around April.
Mm-hmm. And I found Kurt through you, actually.
Right.
Because I was following your own fitness journey
Instagram. Kurt's my trainer too, guys.
It's easy thing, right?
And with Kurt being Tracy's trainer and just seeing how fun these sessions were, mm-hmm. and seeing how your body changed as well, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I want me some of that.
Right.
So I reached out to him. And around the same time, I would have reached out to Claire Haynes, mm-hmm. who's actually been into the Beat quite often on Sunnyside
every Wednesday.
Because I was beginning to realize that even though I was working out on my own, I wasn't quite seeing the changes that I felt I should have seen, mm-hmm. by a certain time. And there was a certain level of frustration and anger and just like,
right,
that I was feeling. So I kind of tacked that particular feeling on three points. Mm. One would have been reaching out to Kurt, because I felt like, okay, maybe I need to get a personal trainer who's going to take me through my paces.
Yeah.
And I reached out to Claire because I was like, maybe I need to focus on doing better with my nutrition as well. Mm-hmm. And then I also reached out to Dr. Fatima Nana, because the concern that I would have had was maybe I had like a thyroid problem. Maybe it was something internal that I needed to address as well.
This is based on weight loss or not?
This is based on
losing it?
On not losing weight. Right. On not losing weight and feeling that it was having very slow progress. Mm-hmm. So when I reached out to Dr. Nana, that's when I was diagnosed with PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, mm-hmm. which, because of the insulin resistance that is a part of that condition, it does make it very, very difficult to lose weight. In fact, your body tends to hold on to weight more than anything else. So
ladies with PCOS, that's actually really good to hear.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. and it's a real thing. And mm-hmm. it was such a relief, I guess, to get that diagnosis, because it made a lot of sense to me. Because I think for most people who start a weight loss journey, they don't just start it that one year.
Yeah.
You try to lose weight over like a course of years, and you realize, okay, you're making progress in one area, but it's not really like flowing as quickly as you'd like it to.
So that's why I wanted to ask you, because I know you started with the gym in January, you started with Kurt in April, mm-hmm. but before that,
how many
attempts were they?
Like, I think probably over the course of like maybe 5 years mm-hmm. or more, because you know, as you're getting older, you realize mm-hmm. you need to do more with your body. And I mean, all your friends are doing it mm-hmm. and you kind of want to be a part of that as well. But I would find that, like, you know, my legs would get really toned very quickly, mm-hmm. but like the rest of me was not really pulling itself together. And I didn't know that not knowing that I had PCOS didn't make it clear to me why that was happening.
Yeah.
So normally I would fall off the wagon. I'd be like, well, this is not working. I'm done. Yeah. I'm over this. Nothing that I'm doing is helping this situation. Mm. But I'm not really sure what it was that clicked this year. I think it was just a case of I'm tired of starting over. I'm tired of giving up. I'm really tired of feeling like you make some level of progress and then fall off the wagon. So this was the year that I said, okay, let's attack it on all the different fronts. So I went in terms of the training, which was Kurt. Mm-hmm. I went in terms of the nutrition, which was Claire. And then in terms of just trying to understand what was happening with my body, mm-hmm. I went to Dr. Nana. And having the three of those areas covered, I'm finally starting to see like significant changes, which is where we are today. Mm-hmm. And that's been such a mental journey as well. Mm-hmm. I think because having to wrangle myself and say, if you want to make this work, you can't have that give up attitude. You need to basically explore all your options. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've been doing. And that's what's been proving to be successful.
Within the journey, have you been doing the checking the scale all the time?
I have not. Scales, I think, can be a danger mm-hmm. because I know in the past, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
I would get on the scale and I'd be like, ooh, I've gained 5 pounds, not realizing, oh, that's probably 5 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
So you're actually doing quite well. Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing thus far is just, okay, these shorts that I bought last year are really loose in the waist right now. Mm-hmm. Or this drop is really loose in the top right now. Oh, this dress looks longer because I've lost some boobs.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So I've actually been using my clothes as a way to kind of measure my progress. I don't even look at the scale because if I did, I think it would just throw me off completely. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been focusing on.
Nice. And Kurt.
Hello.
Talk to me about Melissa's mental state when she first came to you, and like what was your reaction? Mm-hmm. And now seeing her today, how do you feel?
Well, I will answer the last question first. Mm-hmm. I feel absolutely elated for her. Absolutely elated. When she first came, she did speak about the frustrations mm-hmm. in working out before, not necessarily seeing the progress that she wanted to attain.
Yeah.
And I think when she first came in the first, you know, probably month, I would have seen the signs of that, you know. Mm-hmm. She did mention it, being very honest, when she came, and I would have seen some of those signs as she started. But then, you know, as the months went on, I think, you know, the realization as to what was actually happening with her body, because mm-hmm. that realization came, I think, like a month after she first came.
Right.
And getting that information, as she said, it was an absolute relief.
You saw the change.
Yeah, it was a, you know, like a total acceptance. And, you know, having that truth is very important. Mm-hmm. It's very important to know what's going on with your body.
Yeah.
And I really, really am happy that she took the effort to have a marriage mm-hmm. in terms of the working out, the nutrition, and, you know, the medical practitioner there to assist her to have a holistic view as mm-hmm. to what she needed to do.
Yeah.
You know, and having that, I think, is super important.
What is your method or way of approaching training? When someone comes to you just in full despair, not saying as you, Melissa, I just mean like...
I was, though.
Okay. When someone comes to you in full despair, like Melissa, I guess, and just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't care anymore. I'm tired. And you mm-hmm. are now this last person that they've come to. Is there a little bit of pressure? Like, oh boy, like I really need to help this person. And if nothing happens, it's my fault. Like,
in a way, I wouldn't say it's, you know, you take a fault, mm-hmm. but it is a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
Because you really want to do the best for the person. Mm-hmm. That's completely honest. But in terms of your approach, it is really an individual thing for every person.
Yeah.
So in training, you know, the first job is to try to get to know the person as well as you can. Mm-hmm. And you have to try to be very quick with that.
Yeah.
Right? Melissa was very open with me, which I fully appreciated.
Yeah.
And I still appreciate because, you know, every day, even if she's not feeling 100% today, she's going to tell me. Mm-hmm. In most cases, she's going to tell me in advance. She's going to get up and she's going to send me a message and she's going to say, you know, not 100% today, so just bear it.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Just bear that in mind. And I can tailor the workout, you know, if I have something specifically planned, I can just change it up for her, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the kind of relationship that you want to have with your athletes.
Yeah.
You know, so it's super important that she does that. And, you know, I just try to tailor as much as possible for her. So, you know, one of the things that I usually would do is take some baseline measurements and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I realized pretty quickly that that's just not what Melissa needed.
Right.
You know, so.
It's so important to know.
Yeah, so, you know, you just go on to tailor it, you know, specifically for her. And so far, it's been working quite well.
Yeah. So Melissa, talk to me about that. Assessments is a normal thing in a training routine, but you did not want to have any.
I didn't, because again,
and this is good for some people to hear who may be like, no, I don't want a measuring tape
around
me.
I don't want to weight. I don't want to get measured. I don't want this. I don't want that. I don't want to know like my fat, like my BMI, all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. I think because you go in knowing, I know that I need to make a change. Uh-huh. And you don't necessarily need to have that heaviness at the start of it. Mm-hmm. But it's different for everybody. Yeah. Some people might want to know, okay, no problem. I'm starting at this because I want to end up here. And it's good for them to have a goal in mind. Mm-hmm. For me, I was very much like, I already know I need to lose weight. Mm-hmm. I know my body needs to change, but I don't need to know how bad it looks written down.
Right.
I have to live this every single day. So let's just get started. So with Kurt, we took like the most basic measurements yeah. possible. Uh-huh. And it was like such a shock. What was it, about 2 months ago? Was it 2 months ago?
Yes, actually.
About 2 months yeah. ago, when we did, I said, okay, well, can we try another set of measurements because I'm feeling a change? Mm-hmm. And I was down like a decent amount of inches in the areas that I was really having problems with. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And it was just that. That mm-hmm. was literally all that I needed. And I realized that was happening because, again, like I said, I realized these shorts were fitting a little bit looser. This top was fitting a little bit looser. I was like, okay, so something's happening.
Yeah.
Let's clarify it now. So I was finally in a place where I was like, okay, let's actually do more measurements
yeah.
and figure out what's happening. And I've never had that level of understanding in the past.
I'm about to say, because I guess a trainer would feel like, but this is my job. And if I don't right. do this for you, then I'm not doing my job. You're not allowing me to function.
Exactly.
I'd probably force the issue.
Right. Which, again, that might work for other people. Mm-hmm. They might need that particular push.
Yeah.
But I think where Kurt really excels is reading the room mm-hmm. and realizing, this person doesn't want that. I'm not about to run this person off my property.
Right.
Let me hear them out mm-hmm. and work to suit. Because I'm quite stubborn, mm-hmm. as you know. Mm-hmm. And if he was like, no, you need to get weight or we need to do this, I would have been like, well, I'm packing up my Georgie bundle and I'm going home. But I think what's been really great is just the ability to be honest. Mm-hmm. And because there are times where I'd be like, I don't think that I can do this. I'd be like, I understand that. Mm-hmm. But you're doing it.
Yeah.
Which is also
Kurt has come across real nice and understanding, but then he's like,
true.
No, but you're doing
it's
this.
It's true. So. All the lies in his eyes. All the lies in his eyes. And but I think that's where it really helps him being able to have that balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I've really found at GFS Personal Training Studios. That balance of, you know, being able to have like a really intense workout, but still be able to have like the honest conversations with him
yeah.
As a coach, as a trainer.
Right.
And I really and truly am so happy that I found him. So thank you so much for sharing him.
I mean, that's I didn't even hardcore share you in that moment. It was just on Instagram,
you know, but it's really just amazing because that's the other thing I think has been so important in terms of this journey is community.
Mm-hmm.
And community is so key to it.
Yeah.
And I think when I was looking at my Instagram the other day, it's just all fitness, yeah. fitness and locks. And I realized like that's where the inspiration is coming from. Like when I wake up in the morning, I don't mm-hmm. feel like I have the energy and I scroll through Instagram. It's like, okay, this person's up and at it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get up and at it.
So that is that's a nice part of the internet.
Oh my God, it is. And yeah. it's so happy and positive and encouraging mm-hmm. and so like for anybody out there who's listening, if you are looking to kind of start your own fitness journey, really where I began was that I started following like fitness accounts
yes
and seeing what people were doing, and that really helped in terms of you know jump starting the whole process.
I find that you start thinking about fitness for a long time before yes. you actually start to do it. Like, I want to do that someday. Yeah, I want to do a deadlift like that. And you're scrolling, you're just thinking about it. Oh, one day I want to be a runner. Yes, I'm going to do an obstacle course 5 years from now. Da-da-da. You know, and then you find yourself there at some point, but at least you're planting the seeds the entire time, you know?
So true. Yeah. There's some theories behind that, you know, in terms of planning to do certain things, and then you actually get to the stage of readiness.
Yeah.
Yes, you know, it takes a while for some,
mm-hmm.
and for some people, they just jump right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about any tips for any, I want to, let me not single out women, because I guess I just figure women may go through this more, because there's so many things that happen in our bodies
mm.
that, you know, assists in us not losing weight when we'd want to, especially when you're getting older.
Yeah.
Actually, one time I was at another gym and my assessment took place and I had turned 36 that year, or 35. And I remember that put me in an entirely different bracket for a BMI reading. Mm-hmm. And that threw me out of whack because as the assessments were going along, I was like, oh, it's great. All of a sudden, because of my age range, mm-hmm. everything went, the results showed up in a way that made me feel like I was not gaining any kind of progress. And I was just like, really? Because I old? Was the first thing that came to mind. Like, honestly, I don't want to do this again. Do not give me another assessment based on my age. Just do it based on the inches I'm losing or correct. The muscle I'm gaining. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see it based on the overall standard or anything like that. That really did throw me off, you know? So I could understand, Melissa.
That's very much why I was like, I don't want to see any of that.
Yeah.
Like, give me a goal dress or like a goal something and let me work towards that. And that's how I'm going to do it because it burns less. Mm-hmm. It burns a lot less than seeing it in like black and white. Like, well, do you know?
Yes.
You're actually 70. Like, you know, like physically speaking, it's like, oh, nobody needs that.
Yeah.
I'm not actually physically 70. I'm just saying that that's how it happens sometimes with your readings. But yeah.
All right, guys, we'll be back in a bit. This is the Gym Jam. We're chatting with Melissa Young and Kurt Clark. We're talking about her transformation story. If you have any thoughts that you want to share, the number is 262-1041. Maybe you have a transformation story. Maybe, you know, tell us how long your journey was. Maybe you're still in the middle of that story. Melissa's still in the middle of her story.
Very much so.
You know, every now and then I get a picture like, this could fit. Look at that. Da, 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 da. You know? So feel free to share that with us this morning. We'll be back after this. Oh gosh, I go put the blame on you. Cause your body like a stick of glue. You got me stick on, I go put the blame on you, yeah. Cause your body like a stick of glue. You got me stick on. You got me stick on. And we're back with 6 minutes left in the Gym Jam. And as I mentioned before, we're chatting with Melissa Young and Kurt Clark. Kurt is Melissa's trainer. He's from GFS Personal Training Studio.
Yo.
I got it right again. Melissa shared some great gems with us this morning. Just for a final thought, for ladies out there who have been to a gym and dealt with a certain amount of gym intimidation, maybe they are feeling overweight, and people in the gym made them feel uncomfortable, and they just felt like they don't want to start, they don't want to go back. Like, what would you say to them this morning?
Wow, that's a really good one, because that was very much me. And I think what happens is that you just have to recognize that you're doing this for you and not for anybody else. And when I started, I was actually working out with like a boot camp, and I felt like I was the biggest person there. I felt so uncomfortable. But again, that's where I think finding your community and finding your tribe really does help. And I would also suggest go to Kurt. If you have a situation where you don't necessarily don't feel the most comfortable in an open setting with a massive gym and a whole bunch of people, explore the option of taking on a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Because it does give you the option to have that one-on-one training, and it does make you feel a bit more comfortable, a bit more settled. Mm-hmm. Your specific needs are looked after.
Yeah.
And it does help a lot in terms of settling the anxiety that a lot of like bigger persons, I mean, I'm still on my way to where I want to be, feel when they're in a more open and more public setting.
Yeah.
So I would say to you, definitely look at realizing your why, what's your reason for doing this, because that helps to push you through the anxiety and the fear. Look for the right kind of tribe. Community plays a major part in it.
Yeah.
And even if those options don't pan out for you, investigate a personal trainer. Kurt is amazing. I will say so aloud, because that would definitely help in terms of, if everything else didn't work before, I would say go after a personal trainer and make that work for you.
And I would add that in choosing a personal trainer, it really is no pressure. Just have the consultation.
Correct.
Sit and have the meeting, because the vibe that you get is probably the vibe that will continue. I mean, if obviously because of your past situation, you might have to feel through some things, because the vibe that you might be getting could be wrong based on the fact that you might be nervous.
Right.
You know, so you might have to push through that and maybe have the first workout. I think the first workout is always the test where you can see, like, am I gonna, is this gonna,
can I continue here?
You know, and just pay for the one workout. You don't have to commit to a whole lot of things. If it doesn't feel right, go and have another meeting with someone else, do the research. Check online. That's the beauty about Instagram now.
Yep.
So many personal trainers and gyms are featured on Instagram that you can kind of look at videos and see what's going on. I think that's a great way to feel something out too. So feel free to go out and test it. It can't hurt. What do you think, Kurt?
I would also add that, you know, when you have your assessment, your first consultation, a lot of times, well, for me as the trainer, it seems as though I may be having an interview of the person.
Yeah.
But just realize that you are actually interviewing your trainer as well. You know, you have to, you know, ask questions and, you know, feel out that vibe and get as much information as you can. So that, because you recognize it's a relationship that you're going to be building now. And it's going to be a close relationship. So, you know, find as much information as you can about the person. If you need to, find, you know, have a consultation with more than one trainer.
Yes.
And try to find that person that works for you.
Yeah. So important. Yes.
You also have the option of working out at home. We keep mentioning that there's all these videos and content out there.
So true.
Work out at home. Clear a space in your living room. Work out on the sidewalk. Those are options that you have as well. There's there's always room for you to do what you need to do. Again, it's just for you to find your why.
Yes.
And to keep yourself motivated.
Find your why.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
I like it.
Yeah, I use my stairs. I have 20 stairs. And I do a sprint up and walk right back down. And sprint up. Walk right back down and go in. And GFS, they have on, you know, if you go on the website, you can actually find workouts to do at home.
Yes, that's true.
I'm a huge fan of persons working out at home, because at the end of the day, you don't have to go anywhere.
You know,
you just, if you have a space of time, whether it be 5, 10, 15 minutes, you take that time, you utilize it to its potential. And, you know, just get moving.
That's right. Well, we've come to the end of another Gym Jam. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kurt. Melissa's staying with us. She is my co-host for today.
Yay!
Kurt is leaving. We actually are training with him at some point today.
Yes, yes.
And I'm sure he has clients very soon. So thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Gym Jam.
Thank you for the opportunity.
If you missed it or if you came in late, good morning, Paulette. The wedding is tomorrow. Congrats to you. If you joined in pretty late on the Gym Jam, the podcast will be on thebeat104.com. Just click on videos and podcasts, click on Gym Jam, and it will be the first one right there, because this will be up probably around midday. So check it out a little later. Bye-bye.
Bye.